A barrage on the capital of Ukraine. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. New shelling targeting Kyiv as Russian forces continue to close in.
The main Russian forces, they are sitting about 9 miles outside of the center, but that does not stop them from pummeling locations closer in. One video shows a man walking across a park in the middle of the day when a blast from a rocket hits a bus on the far side, destroying it. He was okay, but another person was killed and others were injured. And two people were killed and three injured when artillery hit a residential building in the city. Windows were blown out, a fire raged. Firefighters tried to make their way into the building to rescue people's belongings.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Kyiv. The Pentagon has said the goal of Russian President Vladimir Putin is to overthrow Ukraine's government. This is the Ukrainian military says it has repelled a Russian attempt to take over the port city of Mariupol. A top Ukrainian general says the Russians retreated after suffering losses. The city has been besieged for a week and a half. Its residents have been desperate for food, water, and medical supplies. There seems to be an increase in COVID cases among children.
The American Academy of Pediatrics says more than 12.7 million kids in the U.S. have tested positive. Most report mild symptoms, but many report new, unexplained symptoms after the virus has run its course, including difficulty breathing, organ inflammation, and repeated reinfection. Many cities and states are still recommending masks for 2 to 5 year olds because they cannot get vaccinated, resulting in significant pushback from some parents and lawmakers. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
China's National Health Commission is barring most people from leaving a northeastern province as the fast-spreading stealth Omicron variant fuels the country's biggest outbreak since the start of the pandemic. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Classes remain canceled for 29,000 school kids in Minneapolis as a teacher strike enters a second week.
It's another day at the bargaining table for Minneapolis teachers and the district over union demands for more pay, smaller class sizes, and other resources. And while Minneapolis schools says it's made good on many teacher demands, Clerk Nelson Ions says the district is broke.
We wish we had the resources to provide everything that is being asked for the sake of our students and our teachers. But we simply don't.
Minneapolis schools now asking the state to tap into a $9 billion surplus for more school funding. This is the first teacher strike in Minneapolis in 50 years. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Florida judge has agreed to make permanent an order that prohibits the release of photos, video, or other records related to the death of comedian Bob Saget. Saget's widow, Kelly Rizzo, and his three daughters requested the order. Saget was found dead January 9th in a room at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando. He had performed in the area the previous night. The medical examiner ruled he likely died of an accidental blow to the head. Meta narrows its content moderation policies over the Ukraine-Russia crisis.
Meta says it prohibits posts calling for the assassination of world leaders following backlash for temporarily relaxing hate speech policies in Ukraine. In an internal post to employees, Meta President of Global Affairs Nick Clegg explains the company is narrowing its policies to make it clear it does not permit calls to assassinate a head of state or condone violence against Russians in general, saying the Ukraine-specific policy aims to allow users to react to the invasion of their country, adding we keep our guidance under constant review because the context is always evolving. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow added a point. The Nasdaq lost 262. The S&P minus 31. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.